This is Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio, broadcasted on WFHB. We air every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Stay tuned for some more.
Welcome to the 57th episode of Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio. Hereabouts is produced by Indiana University's Asian Culture Center in collaboration with WFHB. We ask critical questions about identity, culture, community, and shared assumptions. This episode is produced by Andrew Pace and Melanie Castillo-Culliter. Our sound engineer is Michael Sears. Lunar New Year, or Spring Festival, or Chinese New Year, is a celebration that begins with the first new moon of the lunar calendar in February. Lunar New Year is celebrated among many regions and cultures around the world, each with their own traditions, practices, and meanings surrounding the holiday. With Lunar New Year in mind, we wanted to take some time to talk about the celebrations and traditions. And though every Asian culture is unique with the variety of their own customs, their focus on spending time with family and loved ones is a commonality during such celebrations and throughout the whole entire year. It is also a time to reflect on the significance of identity for many Asian and Asian Americans, many of whom may incorporate one or several of Asian cultures into their own lifestyles. And as the new year brings up new beginnings, today we reminisce on how we are shaped by our own cultural celebrations, the time spent with family, and the long-standing traditions to become who we are today. And for today's episode, we are so excited to be joined by our two guests and current IU students, Wynn and Christian, to talk about celebrations. So welcome, Wynn and Christian. Thank you again both for joining us for today. So first of all, before we dive into the conversation, I'd love to hear a little bit about yourselves, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about yourselves to our listeners. So Christian, why don't we begin with you?
Oh, yeah. Hi, my name is Christian Buencensejo. I'm a senior here at IU studying biology. I'm a pre-med student. I'm also the president of the Filipino American Association here at IU. So I'm very happy to be here. And that's me. So
awesome. It's great to have you on the show, Christian. And Wynn, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Andrew. My name is Wynn Baswana. I was born in Chicago, but I moved to Thailand when I was 7. I'm currently a sophomore. I'm studying econ consulting. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you both for joining us. To jump in, for both of you, I was wondering, you know, whether it is Lunar New Year or other like times of the year, you know, I think the theme of this episode is definitely about just like celebrating and being together. What are some things that you feel like are most valued in these times when you kind of come together with your family or your friends?
I believe family, but every time there's a Lunar New Year celebration, if I were to go back home or go back to Chicago where my family is there, I'm excited for the hongbao, absolutely, where there's money inside. But if you ask me what's most valued, it's family, for sure, family.
Yeah, like, I think, obviously with family, but, like, I wish I could get a hongbao. Like, that would be really nice. You know what I'm saying? I could use some little moolah. But I think it's really cool just to like really celebrate, have something that's like really global. And like, I wish I celebrated when I was younger, because like now that I'm looking at it, I'm just like, wow, it makes me feel like sort of like proud to be like Asian. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though like Asian really encompasses like a wide variety of like different cultures and ethnicities, it still makes me feel like, oh wow, like that's an Asian culture celebrating like something that's really big and worldwide. And so I'm just like, oh, that's really cool to be like, oh, I'm Asian. Like I wish I could take part in that. But
thank you so much, Christian. And, you know, now that we are in the month of February, or about halfway through the month of February, we are definitely hearing and seeing a lot about Lunar New Year celebrations, you know, online, on the news and on social media. So I was wondering for you both, what are your perceptions of how these celebrations are currently being brought to the forefront, especially here in the Midwest? And along with that, what are your thoughts on the diversity that is celebrated and exhibited in these celebrations?
I think it's really cool to see just like different people just celebrate, like people who are born here, international students. It's just really cool to see that everyone has such a different like experience growing up. Like if you I think about this a lot. Like, you grow up your own way, right? And then, like, you think of other people's way of growing up and how it's so different. And, like, you know, they had a different upbringing than you. And but then, like, at these celebrations, you can see that, like, oh, they're celebrating, like, the same thing. And it just brings people closer. And I think it's just really cool to see, like, the diversity just kind of, like, I don't know, come together, and you just see everyone celebrating. I think I love just watching people celebrate.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Christian. You know, the diverse aspect of just culture is amazing. You know, obviously there's also a difference between Asian students and also Asian Americans. And there's also a difference in terms of how they celebrate Lunar New Year as well. But, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you so much, Wynn. And Wynn, you really reminded me of the community that is here. You know, we've been talking a lot about these global celebrations, but when you were talking, you reminded me of the many student organizations that we have here in at IU and in Bloomington. So that leads me to my next question for you both. So you both have leadership roles with student organizations here at IU. And I was wondering about maybe any celebrations that you all partake in as IU student community, or maybe that you all participate in the greater Bloomington community.
Like I said, I'm the president of the Filipino American Association here, and it's like not really new, but like after COVID, it feels pretty new because like we're still trying to pick up after that. So, but a lot of our members are very like they're not really, essentially they're like Filipino American or half. You know what I'm saying? Because I say this like all the time, like the Filipino experience is very different from the Filipino American experience. Like, I think that goes for either country or ethnicity, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, when we try to celebrate things, it's mostly, like, the main things that Filipinos like to celebrate is Christmas and New Year's and some other things. But, you know, we're very, like religious sort of country. And so we have a lot of, like, religious holidays and not so much, like the Lunar New Year. Like, I don't think many of us Filipinos, like, I don't know, Hannah, if you knew about the Lunar New Year either, but like, you know, I was just like, I didn't even know about it. And so when I try to bring Filipino culture to the people, the members in the FAA, it's just like, they're astounded because like, you know, I think it's like just like the bare minimum, but you know, they're always just like, oh, I didn't know that, because they're like half Filipino and or not Filipino at all. And so like, and now as a full Filipino myself, I feel like I'm still learning a lot still now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, definitely agree with Christian. Unfortunate, I don't know if this is unfortunately or fortunate. In the Thai Student Association, I'm not the president, but I'm the director of external. But essentially, there are more Thai students from Thailand, straight from Thailand, compared to more. I think I'm the only Thai American. But then again, I moved to Thailand when I was 7, and I lived there ever since. So I would consider myself pretty Thai. So basically, in the Thai Student Association, We don't generally celebrate Lunar New Year, but there might be plans to do this thing called Songkran, which is like Thai New Year's. So what we do back in Thailand is that where we splash water and then have water fights. You know, some people might say that's like a waste of water. I see it as a unique culture of ours. But I don't know if we're going to do this in April, because it's in April, and I don't know if the weather actually allows us to do that. But
that's interesting, like talking about the different, like, you know, like the different not just Lunar New Year, but you know, the different times of the year that you all celebrate and the different like traditions there. And Christian, to your point, I think it was really fascinating, you know, how we all have like these different identities, you know, and not and different backgrounds. Like, for example, I'm Korean American, but I'm also adopted. So my family doesn't like celebrate Lunar New Year. So this leads me to this question about, you know, like, either, I don't know if the word is discovering, if you know what I mean, but just like learning about like these traditions that, you know, that are associated with like part of your identity in your experiences, or that for your friends or your family, is that kind of like something that you experience or witness?
It's not so much me, but like my members in my club. Well, like, I guess I could say so myself, like when I'm, you know, just thinking about how like, oh, how fully Asian am I? Am I fully Filipino? Or am I really like living up to, like, you know what I'm saying? Because everyone has like different, like, I keep saying this, experiences, but, you know, I'm just like, I wonder if I'm like, do, you know, like fully, am I fully allowed to call myself like a full Filipino? And, you know, when it comes to identity, I'm like, I do think I feel like I know a lot about Filipino culture and all that. But, like, you know, I feel still think that, you know, we could learn a lot from, like, the past culture and, like, still, like, kind of be more progressive in a sense, and try to make, like, more of my members is try to understand the culture in itself. So I don't know if that answered your question, but that's what, yeah, I can think of my head.
Right.
Yeah. Identity part, I mean, I think people may think that I would consider myself very Thai, but then also kind of more Thai, maybe Thai American as well, because my dad grew up in the US as well. And he raised, had other Western cultures influences as well. My mom is half Pakistani. So I'm a quarter Pakistani. So there's like a clash in identity essentially, but I feel like living in Thailand the majority of my life, I feel pretty Thai.
Can I ask, Wynn, do you speak Thai?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because, like, that's also a big part of what I was, like, kind of thinking identity. Like, I understand, like, the Filipino language, Tagalog, but I can't speak it to save my life. Like, I can to hold, like, a small conversation, but growing up, I think because I was surrounded by a lot of just, like, Caucasian people, right? And so I would, when all my friends were just like white, and so I wouldn't want to like speak the language. And so I think language is a big part of the identity. Absolutely. And so, yeah, and so like a lot of my members, like, oh, I really want to learn Tagalog, or the Filipino language, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm really trying, but there's only so much as I can do as a Filipino American, rather than as someone who's born in the Philippines and can like natively speak it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Thank you both so much for sharing. I was also curious about maybe what stands out in your mind when it comes to like celebrating something that is important to your family. This could be like a very specific tradition, or like one day that really sticks out to you all. So yeah, would you mind sharing about that?
Yeah, I can share it. Growing up, I was very, for me personally, thinking I was kind of like knee deep in Filipino culture, but so whenever someone would pass away, we would do this thing called the novena. I don't know if anyone else celebrates or does that, but like it's just where mostly just my aunts and lolas or grandmas just kind of like come together, and they sing do the whole rosary thing for 9 days. And but yeah, Filipino culture is pretty like, a lot of it has to do with religion, but there's a lot of, like, other things that, if you look at just, like, Filipino history, like, colonization, before colonization stuff, but yeah, just the novena, and then our main thing is Christmas. Like, Christmas is our big thing where we start celebrating it in September, so Christmas is big when I was growing up. Like, I think, like, my parents will just, or my Lola at least, my grandma, sorry, Lola means grandma in Tagalog, but she'll start decorating for Christmas in September, and which is like, it's like 3 months away, right? And I'm just like, I think that a lot of Filipinos can sort of relate to that, but yeah, we just, it's so big, like our party, like we try to get everyone there, like before COVID, we would have these really big family parties and everything, and so you know, and it's, we always celebrate like the youngest child getting all gifts from like all the aunts and uncles, And so, but yeah, Christmas is just such a big thing. Like, it's even more massive in the Philippines. But even here, like, just because, like, all my aunts and uncles came over from the Philippines and they still, like, celebrate really big when it comes to Christmas. So, but yeah.
Yeah, so for me, what stands out in Thailand is, I think I mentioned this before, but it's the Thai New Year called Songkran, where we go out to the streets in Bangkok, where they will shut some parts of the streets down where cars can't pass, and they'll allow people to walk on that street and just splash water to each towards each other. So, I mean, it will be really cold water as well. We have water guns, obviously buckets and water. I guess the meaning for that is just to like accept, I guess, and just to rejuvenate, try to, I guess, like redeem yourself from the past sins from last year, something like that, I believe. But yeah, I mean, it's a really fun time, and then we get a lot of tourists as well, so it's a good bump in the GDP, and but it's fun, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you ever come to Bangkok during April, April 15, 14, 15, make sure you bring trousers and just, your swimming goggles and just start splashing water.
So it sounds like the whole, is it like the whole city is like celebrating?
Yeah,
So I'm just
it is the
imagine
whole
that's
city.
got to be something.
Oh yeah, if everything is closed, so make sure you have like food stocked. So
I
that's
wish I could do that. We don't do that in the Philippines. Or not that I know of, but that
mean,
sounds awesome.
you guys would probably, that would probably be a good thing because you guys are surrounded by water, right? In Thailand, not as much water, I guess.
Yeah, we get flooded a lot. But yeah, we are surrounded by a lot of water. But yeah, I want to go to Thailand sometime and learn a language. It's one of the, I love learning languages, so. But cool. Cool to know, Win. Cool to know.
I do have to ask a question, of course, about food, because food is such a huge part of like culture, of course, but it's also something like we're recording this around dinner time and like food is already on my mind. So I know Christian and Wen, you both shared a lot about like celebrate, different various celebrations. And could you both speak about the food aspect? And if you could provide some recommendations to our listeners too, that'd be awesome as well.
When you go first, I want to hear about Thai food.
Thai food, there's so much that I can talk about here, and I'm pretty sure most of you guys know the normal, Pad Thai and the Pad See Ew, and a little bit that's kind of, I guess, rudimentary, very fundamental type of food. But I think if you want to go in deeper, you want to know what it is to like eat Thai food, I would say definitely do, man, I don't know, Gang Masaman. So it's basically like green curry. It has a lot of influence from India as well. And then you can, there's a choice to whether you can add in pork, either pork or chicken or beef even. So it's really good. It's really good.
Ooh, that's cool. I will definitely try that eventually.
You know
But
what it is? Can you say it again?
wait, okay. You said it was Kong Nam. Oh my god, I'm just scared to say that. I'm gonna say like something bad. But it was like
No. It's Gang
Kong
Masaman.
Nam. I'm sorry, the Thai tones are really hard for me to hear. It's like,
Gang
wait,
Masaman.
what was it?
Gang
Gang
Masaman.
Musselman.
There you go. Yeah, you got it.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, I definitely want to try that eventually. But as far as Filipino goes, we just eat the same thing at any typical party. Like, we bring the chicken adobo. I'm pretty sure everyone knows what chicken adobo is, but it's just basically like chicken in like soy sauce and vinegar. It's like the cultural thing, big thing. And then like pancit, which is just our noodles. And then like if someone has it, it's like we call it a lechon, and it's basically this big pig, and you don't like cut it up, you just like cook it and like roast it. You still roast it. And so that's called lechon. And we eat it like this thing with mang tomas sauce. And so and then yeah, on Christmas, it's like the same thing as any other like American family. Like we always get ham, and then like at Thanksgiving we have turkey. But like it's just like we're always there grateful to eat Lola's food. Like I don't know if it's in Thai or in your family, Andrew. Like oh, you can't wait to eat your grandma's food. You know what I'm saying? Like Hannah, I don't know if you have your Lola who cooks for you. Does she cook for you in at parties? Yeah, perfect. So then like we're all just excited to eat her food because her like I think it goes for everyone. Like you love your grandma's food the best. You know what I'm saying? So, but
That's
yeah.
actual. Yeah.
Christian, you reminded me of like growing up with getting Korean barbecue ribs and like getting fed until you're about to explode. But you have to eat it because, like my aunt would just keep putting them on the table, and this would be for Christmas, and typically around Christmas. But sometimes, like you don't really need a holiday to do those sort of things. I think it shows like just like who our family is. So it's also making me quite hungry right now. So we're unfortunately like this is so much fun just talking about, unfortunately we're kind of coming to the end of our time. But I think now that we've had the chance to like talk a little bit about our own experiences and backgrounds, I was wondering, what do y'all feel like might be some maybe similarities or common themes across how we celebrate or what we celebrate or what we all value in these celebrations?
When you go first, anything?
Honestly, I feel like just the idea of family, that's important. I think that's in every culture, honestly. I mean, that's a really good question. When you say common, the first thing that comes to my head is that we all take off our shoes when we enter the house. But other than that, I mean, definitely family, definitely family. And I can talk a lot about taking off shoes in the house.
For me personally, like when I guess growing up being Filipino, it was very similar to what Ben said. It's big family like orientation stuff, and and if you like love your family, that's really good. And and like lucky for me, I was able to have all like l most of my like immediate cousins like all in the same city, and we would always like just hang out all the time when I was younger, and that was a big part of my growing up. And I think that's what helps me like shaped me today and like how I like view things too, and how like oh we celebrate this things just because like I had a big family, like
Do you have also like specific greetings that you have to do to your parents?
yeah. So at a party, or just like anywhere when you meet like your titas, your aunts and your lolas, uncles, lolos, we do this thing called the manapo. Like Hannah, I'm pretty sure you know what this is, right? Like you go up to someone, your tita, you take like so let's say this is their hand, right? You go bless, that's the manapo. It's just a really big sign of respect. I don't know if you do you guys do
Yeah,
stuff?
definitely. We would why we would
Oh,
the
why?
bow. Yeah, so that's similar. That's really similar. Yeah.
And so and then obviously we take off our shoes.
Yeah.
So, but
Yeah.
yeah, that's one of the major things we do as growing up. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I the taking off the shoes part is something that I also personally re relate with too. Part of it's due to like tradition, the other part is just like not getting mud into the carpet,
Yeah,
so
it's like common sense, honestly.
right. Well, thank you both. And I guess like one last question, kind of something a little bit like looking forward to the future a little bit. Like right now obviously is a big time for many people who are celebrating Lunar New Year. But what are some things that you both are looking forward to in terms of future celebrations? Or this could be culturally, it could be just something that your family does, or it's something that you do with your friends, but some big celebration or even small celebration that you both are looking forward to.
Honestly, I just love a good time. I don't care how like small or big it is, as long as like other people are having a good time, and I'm like I always look forward to those. And like going forward, I definitely hope to bring like that to my family, and also just to like members in FAA as well, and any gathering I'm at. And so, just because, like, just spending time with good friends and family is always just, it's the reason why, like, I guess we're human, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a big part of, like, oh, we want to hang out with the people we love to be with. And so, I think that's just something that I really look forward to as an Asian American and just as a person in general. So, yeah.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Christian. In terms of just culture or just like Thai culture, I guess hopefully I'm most definitely not gonna go back to Thailand in April where there's Songkran, so I can't look forward to that. But in April though, there is a TSA Thai Student Association at IU and Thai Student Association at Purdue. There's a sports day event. So I'm excited for that, and hopefully we get to kick Purdue's butt again. So,
ooh, okay. So
that's what I'm excited for. And that's kind of culture as well, because it's the Thai Student Association at IU and Purdue. Mm. Yeah.
And it's also, as you said, it's against Purdue. So it's,
yeah, exactly.
The stakes are very high there. So when I hope to hear about that in the future. That sounds like a lot of fun and also very competitive. So, I just got to say, thank you so much, Christian. And thank you so much, Wen, for joining us. This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed hearing like about your own unique experiences and, hearing a little bit about food as well, you know, because that's just a very big part of it. And I'd also like to say thank you to Belle and Hannah for assisting with research and preparing for this episode. Hereabouts will be back in the next 2 weeks with a brand new episode. And of course, a very big thank you to our listeners for tuning in today. You have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio, broadcasted on WFHB. Again, we air every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Stay tuned for some more. See you next week.